Amen. Good morning. Good Sunday morning. How are you all doing? Hopefully as best as can be. I am CA. I am your on-air personality, your Christian podcaster and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morn Praise. Well, we've got great music coming up, plus great devotionals. Friends, I want to remind you, I have a toll-free 1-800 number. You can call me. You can text me. You can say, CA, I've got this prayer request I really want you to pray for. So no problem. And I've got a couple of unspoken prayer requests. And then I got another one I'm going to be mentioning here a little later on what we're going to be praying for a pastor friend of mine. Okay, well, it's Sunday. We're probably all still, well, I know we are, in our compound, I should say, in our home. This is the curve's starting to take shape. Things are going to start getting better. God's in control. We're going to keep praying COVID-19 be gone, and it will be gone and evaporated because it may still be out there. But you know what? God is in control, and God will take care of you. We're going to give you some great inspirational music, music you will love. Sit back, relax, eat your pancakes, or drink your coffee. If you're listening to this morning, good morning to you all. If it's afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to my podcast, I appreciate it. Hey, will you do me another favor? After I give you all this information, will you tell your friends a lot to like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me for free. You know, you just check the like button. Also, we are syndicated on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, all the mananas, or search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Now, if you do Twitter, at Morning's Brew, or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, okay? I'd love to have you hop aboard. We do not only putting our podcast on there, friends, but we also, in addition to that, we make, inspirational things that we put on there. Not make, we just post them on there as well. Okay, two more things. My email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Up top the podcast studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas on a Sunday morning, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, I have a toll-free 1-800 number. Call or text 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Me or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast team, someone will retrieve that. Let me know about it, and either myself or someone else will be praying for you. Most of the time, it's me. All right, well, you know what? Let me read a little bit of a devotion to you this morning before I kick off our Sunday Morn Praise music. And this is my devotion that is entitled, It Was Love. Friends, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 3, I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Many people have difficulty believing God, and God is a God of love. How could he be? They ask, well, when the world is filled with so much suffering and evil, it is not an easy issue. But if you really want to know the reality of God's love, look at the cross. It was a divine love that made Christ endure the cross, despising the shame. It was the love that he restrained him, when he was falsely accused and led to the Godland to die with the common thieves. He raised not a hand against his enemies. It was love that kept him from calling the legions of angels to come to his defense. It was love that made him, in the moment of agonizing pain, pause and give hope to a repentant sinner who cried, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember that in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 42? It was love that caused Jesus to lift his voice and pray, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34. Does God love us? Yes. And the proof is the cross. Hope for today. God showed his love in a way that can never be questioned. Whether it comes our way or we can look to the cross and know it is without doubt that our Heavenly Father loves us, the answer is, how do I know? Will always be the cross. Amen. Amen. And you know what? There's one of my favorite songs Brent Walker sings. I'm a believer. On Sunday, Morn Praise, relax and enjoy some of this Christian music. Let's get some stress off of you today. God's in control. Remember that. Britt, hit it off.
I hold my head a bit high.
Sunday morning praise. Good morning on a Sunday morning. I'm CA, your on-air personality on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. Friends, I'm going to kick off another one for you. Rachel Zelo, she is a friend of mine. I met her on Instagram about 3 years ago. We developed a great friendship. She is a singer and songwriter on the East Coast. She has a website, Rachel, RachelZello Music. Like her on there on Facebook. She has a new song out I'm going to play right now. It's called Heaven's Song. Her and her wonderful husband, U.S. Marine Jordan. Enjoy. God bless her. You know what? She is a very, very talented lady. And what she does every year, her and her husband, they're not newlyweds no more. It's kind of funny. And Rachel, I know you're a big listener of mine and everything. And I sure do appreciate you. She basically rescues young ladies from human trafficking. Her and her husband, U.S. Marine Jordan. Every year they fly out. Now, I know with COVID-19, times have changed. We don't know how all that's going to turn out. But you know what? God bless you, Rachel, and God bless your ministry and what God is doing for you. Very dear friend of mine. She has a very talented voice, friends, let me tell you. Very much so. I appreciate and treasure my friends, my singer friends. I got a lot of them, and Rachel is one of them. So thank you, sister in Christ. And you and Jordan, y'all be safe, and your family as well. Okay. My devotion, before we kick off on some more music, is going to be thankful in prayer. In Colossians chapter 4, friends, verse 2, Scripture reminds us, devote yourself in prayer, being watchful and thankful. You see, friends, prayer isn't just asking God what we want. Prayer should also include confessing of our sin and praise to God for who He is and what He has done for us. Excuse me. But prayer should have an additional element. And this is thanksgiving. You know, repeatedly the Bible commands us to give thanks. In fact, the psalmist says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 107 and verse 1. You see, Jesus only disturbed the bread He had miraculously provided for the crowds after He had gave thanks. Remember that? Well, if you need a refresher, go back to Matthew chapter 15 and verse 36. At the Last Supper with His disciples before facing the horror on the cross, Jesus gave thanks. Book of Luke chapter 22, verses 17 and 19. It is easy to be thankful when God blesses us with something good. It's with recovery from an illness, for example, or an advancement at work. But the Bible says we should give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Definitely get a chance to read that. Also, thankfulness drives away a sour and prideful spirit. Make it part of your prayers every day. Here's some hope for you today. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our life as you continue to strengthen us in our time of need. Speaking of strengthen, Stephen Curtis Chapman has a song on Sunday Morning Praise we're going to play. His strength is perfect. Thank you. Amen. There we go. I tell you what, I love Danny Gottlieb. And I don't know, a lot of you guys do as well. I didn't hear that song till a few months ago. And I was like, you know what, we've got to play this on the Morning Brew Christian podcast. Listen, I just want to take a little time out and remind you guys, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, I just want you to know that you can always reach me at, again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or friends, call or text on my studio line 24/7, okay, 1-800-978-9735, again, 1-800-978-9735. This is my last song on Sunday Morning Praise for a Sunday. We'll close out in prayer together. We're going to get through this. America is going to come back. Don't know when, but God does. So this is one of my favorite songs. This is a tribute, a Michael W. Smith tribute, and I just felt like playing this. It's a Billy Graham for the late Billy Graham, one of my mentors that I really love. So here we go.
People like me dream of filling auditoriums and hopefully making some kind of difference in the lives of others. There's a man I'm proud to know who has definitely filled not only churches and auditoriums, but stadiums and coliseums for decades. Not just here, but around the world. He stood before millions, and he sat with world leaders. Everywhere he's gone, he's taken the message of the gospel, and the world is different because of that one man. That man's name is Billy Graham. And tonight, we pay tribute to the heart of this servant. Dr. Graham, this one's for you.
Yeah. Jesus said to a man in the Bible, you can be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Tonight, Christ will come into your life and change you.
Amen. I know one thing, and I agree with the late Dr. Graham. Christ coming into my life at age 6 years old changed my life forever, and it changed it in a good sense. Amen. Amen. Well, you know what, friends? I really enjoyed this special edition, as I always do every Sunday on Sunday Morning Praise. And I want you to know that I want you to keep the faith, and I want you to stay strong as best you can. And when you get discouraged, cling to the cross, because he loves you. And also want you to go back on my podcast if you get discouraged and listen to some of my podcasts. I try to give some uplifting Christian podcasting just to keep us not only inspired with the love and the teachings of Jesus Christ, but just in overall as a church, as a family. You know, we the church, we the people. It's not just the church in the building. The church is the people coming united as one. One day when we get to heaven, the church, it's going to be up there. New heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. Amen? Amen. So I encourage you, love on your brothers and sisters in Christ. Work on your prodigals. Be the lighthouse. Be that beacon lighthouse like Billy Graham was. Pastor friends, step up, send texts. Not only that, send encouragement. Call him. You know, do the videos like you're doing, but go outside even further and call him and send him a text. Hey, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. One thing about me I'm really strong in is not just on the Bible teaching, but also I'm strong on the fact that I am a prayer warrior. Anytime I can pray for you guys, please feel free. 1-800-978-9735. That line is for you all. And you know what? I'm glad to be a part of iHeartRadio, and I'm glad I'm able to reach a lot. And I thank the Lord for 1.5 million plus listeners that listen. And they send me texts, as a few of you guys do. And I get them on Twitter. And, you know, I'm all over the map. But I thank God. I don't want the power. I don't want the praise. I just want to be that beacon lighthouse that God wants me to be. And reach out to others. Reach, touch, serve. I am a servant for God. And I thank him very much. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you united in prayer on Sunday Morning Praise. Dear Jesus, each and every day, I pray that you be with my podcast listeners. I pray you just touch them. I pray you heal them. I pray you be with them. God, if they've got COVID-19, COVID-19 be gone. Father, we think of everybody all across the world that have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. I pray you just touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus. And this COVID-19 be gone, oh God. The ones that have lost loved ones, touch them and heal them. Wrap your arms around them, dear Jesus. The one that's already discouraged, the ones that are falling unemployment, wrap your arms around them. The uncertainty in the world, God, we know you've got the whole world in your hands, and things are going to turn, and we're going to have a comeback. We're going to have a comeback, just like Danny Glover was saying, or, you know, he was saying, it's going to be a comeback, a major one. Please, dear Jesus, continue to anoint us and lead us in the right direction, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Well, friends, I just want you to remember, I'm not going to play any closeout Sunday Morning Praise music. The sun will rise on the other side, and enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Take care of yourself, and be safe, okay? Bye for now.